Hi, everyone. Like you said, I'm the last presentation, but hopefully not the least one. My name is Benjamin Davies. I'm a student at the University of Minnesota, and today I'll be presenting on a piece of my research looking at the effect of different nitrogen rates and timing of application and on corn and how that influences soil enzyme activity. So, as we know, enzymes respond to soil management changes long before other soil quality indicators can be detected. Then, because of this, they can then be used as a sensitive indicator for ecological stability. And we also know that nitrogen applications can have a significant impact on soil microbial activity, thereby impacting the mineralization of organic matter and then the release of plant nutrients, which could further impact yield potential. So, therefore, we wanted to look at whether the influence of nitrogen fertilizer in an intensive corn production system using these enzymes could impact soil health. And when looking at the literature, you find that there are not a lot of studies that have looked at both nutrient uptake and yield impacts of nitrogen rate, as well as the biological activity at the same time. So to give you some background on why we decided to do this, there was a 56-day greenhouse study where corn was planted in pots and water was added at day zero. Soil samples were collected for different for fertility and biological measurements throughout the 56-day study. So in the sand, and then on day 19, 112 kg of nitrogen per hectare was applied. 2 days later, then the soils were sampled. And when the soils were assessed, we found that the sandy soils showed an increase in sulfatase activity, a significant increase, and while the clay soil showed a significant decrease in sulfatase activity. So this is quite an interesting finding because it showed that nitrogen application could affect the activity of sulfatase, which is not traditionally linked to the nitrogen cycle. So to give some background, sulfatase transforms organic sulfur to sulfate and is often the catalyst of many of the sulfur transformations in the sulfur cycle. So since nitrogen impacted sulfatase, we thought maybe it might be able to impact other enzymes in the soil system. So we decided to look also at phosphatase, which catalyzes the hydrolysis of both esters and anhydrides of phosphoric acid. And can be considered a soil quality indicator. We also then decided to look at the nitrogen impact on beta-glucosidase activity. Beta-glucosidase is related to the carbon cycle and acts in the cleavage of cellular bios, into glucose molecules and can traditionally be used as a soil quality indicator and often is related to the quantity and quality of soil organic matter in the soil. And lastly, then we wanted to look at fluorine diacetate hydrolysis. It acts on organic matter and produces carbon and various nutrients as well as energy, but primarily it's mostly used as a measure for microbial biomass and can be used as a predictor for organic matter decomposition and nutrient cycling. So our objective then was to determine how the effect of different nitrogen rates and timing of nitrogen application throughout the season could influence microbial activity in the soil. So this experiment took place at 3 research centers in Minnesota. The first one was Becker. Oh, there we go, Becker. It's a Hubbard-Mossford loamy sand with 1.8% organic matter, and it's an irrigated system. Lamberton in southwest. Oh, I lost the mouse. No, it's fine. Southwest Minnesota. It's a normia loam with 4.2% organic matter and is a rain-fed system. And lastly, Waseca in southern Minnesota, which is a nickelite clay loam with 4.4% organic matter and is a rain-fed system. So the experimental design, it was a randomized complete block design with 10 treatments, which I'll explain in a little bit. There were 4 replications. First year was corn following soybean, and the second year was corn following corn. And between both years, the plot stayed in the same place, so repeated all that. So we had 10 treatments. control where no nitrogen was applied. Then we had fall, where all the nitrogen was applied in the fall at 100% expected economic nitrogen rate, which was based on University of Minnesota guidelines and past research. So we had all the nitrogen applied in the fall at 100 and 125% of the economic expected economic nitrogen rate. Then we also had a pre-plant at 100 and 125% nitrogen rates, and then a more traditional split application where 50% of the nitrogen is applied at pre-plant, the other 50% at V6, so vegetative, when the corn has six leaves, vegetative stage six, and this was applied at either 75% of nitrogen, 75% nitrogen rate and 100%, and then a three-way split where a third of the nitrogen was applied at pre-plant, a third at V6 stage, and a third at R1, or soaking. This was at 50, 75, and 100% of nitrogen rates. So at Becker, this was the Irrigated Sand Research Center. The first year in 2014, it was the corn following soybean, so 168 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare was applied. And in 2015, 235 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare was applied after corn. And Lamberton-Waseca, these are the clay and loam clay soils. In the first year, it was 135 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare applied, and the second year, 202 kilograms of nitrogen applied. And all three treatments, the fertilizer source was urea, and all other nutrients were applied at non-limiting levels in this experiment. So throughout the experiment, we took soil and tissue samples, were collected at different physiological stages, as well as yield and other agronomic measurements. However, today I'll only be talking about the enzyme activity, so phosphatase, sulfatase, glucosidase, and then fluorescein diacetate. I do have a poster on the yield and nitrogen use efficiency from this experiment, and it's a poster session, so that's on Wednesday if you're interested in that side of the research. So the so we ran a repeated measures analysis using SAS. Location was significant, so I'm showing this location. The numbers are milligrams of p-nitrophenol release per hour per kg of soil. And this was, I didn't take all of our measurements or show them in the graphs. Unfortunately, there were no significant differences among treatments or timing of application, but to give you a snapshot of what I thought you might find more interesting, these findings show a week before the V6 application, and then also sampling results a week after the V6 application. So in Becker, Lamberton-Waseca in the control, where no nitrogen is applied, you see there's a slight decrease in those two sampling dates. And pre-plant at 100%, so what you'd expect a farmer to do. You also see slight decrease across all three sites. Pre-plant and V6, so half is at pre-plant, half is at the V6 application. You again see a slight decrease, but there is no significant difference in the sulfatase amounts. And then at the three-way split, again, you see a slight decrease, but no significant differences across fertilizer rates or treatments or timing of application. Phosphatase, and similar to the sulfatase, no significant differences among the treatments. Again, it's milligrams of p-nitrophenol release per hour per kg of soil. Control, UEC, and all three sites, a slight decrease between the before and after the V6. At Becker, however, we see a slight increase after the fertilizer application in phosphatase activity. However, no significant differences, but at Lamberton-Waseca, we see a slight decrease in those numbers. And lastly, the beta-glucosidase. Again, on the same similar results, there was no significant difference among the treatments. even at Becker, there's very little difference before and after the V6 fertilizer application. At Lamberton, a slightly larger difference, the same as Waseca, but no significant difference between them. And at different rates, too, there was no significant difference. And then lastly, at the FDA hydrolysis, we see a similar trend. Becker, across all treatments, you see a slight increase in microbial activity. And then in Lamberton, Waseca, after the V6 fertilizer application, you see a slight decrease in activity. So I guess our conclusions is under field conditions, there was, under the different nitrogen rates and timing of applications, there was no real significant effect on the enzymes that we looked at. And this actually is sort of supported by findings by Fauci and Dick from 1992, where they found that short-term inorganic nitrogen applications have limited effects on soil enzyme activities. However, as this research goes further, and we look at the impact of long-term nitrogen fertilization on intensive corn production systems, as well as additional rates, that probably will show more insight into it. So with that, I'd like to thank the Minnesota Agricultural Fertilizer Research and Education Council for their support, as well as the various lab technicians at the research centers for all their help in this experiment. Thank you. Yes. So at Becker, the irrigated sand. The question is, did I see any yield differences? So at Becker, which was the irrigated sand site, we did see a yield difference, particularly when we split the application rates between pre-plant V6, and also we saw the highest yields when we had a three-way split, where a third. It was at preplant, a third at the V6 application, and a third at R1. So that showing actually to be quite promising in terms of seeing that by better timing the nitrogen application to key moments when corn takes it up, we can see a yield increase with that. And also at reduced rates, too.
Any difference between continuous corn and corn soybean?
The question was if there is a difference between continuous corn and corn soybean. Right now, no. But at the aim of this study was primarily just to look at continuous corn and push it. So we actually just completed our third field season. Unfortunately, the data wasn't ready to throw into this analysis. So we're hoping to like push that effect of having 3 years of continuous corn to really push the differences. The question is if I see a difference in the yields in the fall and split nitrogen applications. At Becker, yes, because of it's an irrigated sand, it often leaches the nitrogen applied in the fall is often leached out. So if I was to give advice to farmers in a sandy soil, would be try to do a split application or apply the fertilizer as close to planting as you can if need be. At Lamberton, Waseca, which was the clay and loam clay soils, there didn't really seem to be much difference between timing of application there. So.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.